Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. When you were a kid, honey, you remember that, did you ever play any games where two leaders took turns and picked to determine whose side you play on?
I remember.
As a boy, we choose sides while playing all sporting events. If you were athletically challenged, you were basically the last kid who was grudgingly chosen. I can often remember the last player being chosen with an air of disgust, since the team would be stuck with the less than, well, really the non-athletic type. Fortunately, for my own self-esteem, I was never the last player to be chosen. But I can surely empathize with how the last kid picked must have felt. So we got a revelation for you. When it comes to God's team,
think about this.
When it comes to God's team, you're always first. Hallelujah. Even if all the rest of the people born on planet Earth were accounted for, and you turned up lost,
think of this.
The shepherd of your soul would go after you.
You know, I have to add in that as I think back about those days, I mean, I was even one who, you know, thought, oh, we're stuck with this kid. And I can't imagine how that kid must have felt. But you know what? It says in Luke 15, verse 4 in the New Living Translation. Get a hold of this if you were one of those last kids. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? Oh, praise the Lord that God loves us that much. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 4, the Classic Amplified Bible says, oh, brethren, beloved by God, we recognize and know that he has selected, chosen you.
Are you hearing this? Of all the people who are currently drawing breath on planet Earth, God, the master of the universe, has chosen you.
The Message translation of 1 Thessalonians 4, using verses 4 and 5, says, God not only loves you very much, but he has put his hand on you.
Hallelujah.
For something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions.
Honey, that's a great verse to personalize.
It is perfect.
God not only loves you, God not only loves Diane very much, but also has put his hand on her for something special. When the message preached came to Diane, it wasn't just words. Something happened in Diane. The Holy Spirit put steel in her convictions. Let's do one more. God not only loves Yvette very much, but also has put his hand on her for something special. When the message God preached came to you, came to Yvette, it wasn't just words. Something happened in Yvette. The Holy Spirit put steel in her convictions. It doesn't matter whether you can play sports, an instrument in the band, or sing in the glee club. You have something special to achieve in your life because God made sure you were born.
Hallelujah.
Here are 5 things to know about your special assignment. Number one, God loves you very much. I remember the song I sang as a kid in Sunday school, and truthfully still do. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Such a great song. How can we be so sure that God loves us so very much? It's simple. He sent his very best. And I'm not talking about a Hallmark card. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know God has to love you because he allowed his only Son to be wrongly accused, tried, persecuted, tortured, and killed for you. God, he did all of this because he loves you so very much. John 16:27, contemporary English version. God the Father loves you because you love me, and you believe that I have come from him.
Number two, God has his hand on you for a special assignment. The scripture in 1 Thessalonians 4:4 is clear. God has something special for you to do with your life. In Jeremiah 29:11, in the New International Version, we know this well, Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." However, we need to be willing to accept and act on the plans for our lives. In Numbers 30, verse 2 in the New Century Version, it says, "If a man makes a promise to the Lord or says he will do something special, he must keep his promise. He must do what he said." God's assignment in your life isn't something that happens. It isn't just something that happens. Let me put it that way. Once revealed, we're going to need to seek his direction, write out our plans to accomplish that something special that he's chosen for us to do and let it unfold before us. In 2 Timothy 1:1, in the Message Bible, says, "I, Paul, am on special assignment for Christ, carrying out God's plan laid out in the Message of Life by Jesus. I write this to you, Timothy, the son I love so much. All the best from our God and Christ be yours, to be bold with God's gifts."
Hallelujah. Number three, God's words should never flow in one ear and out the other. If something goes in one ear and out the other, it means that you either A, weren't focused on what was being said, B, didn't understand or comprehend what was said, or C, well, you were bored by what was said. I strongly recommend that you don't daydream when the Word of God is being spoken. Matthew 13:13, the Message Bible. "This is the reason that I speak to them in parables, because having the power of seeing, they do not see, and having the power of hearing, they do not hear, nor do they grasp and understand." When we hear, receive, and understand his words, we will be blessed even more. Mark 4:24, in the New Living Translation. Then he added, "Pay close attention to what you've heard. The closer you listen, the more understanding you'll be given, and you'll receive even more." Hallelujah.
Number four, God's word will change you. God's word will change you. The word of God can soften the hardest heart, wash away the darkest sin, tame the most rebellious heart, turn the worst sinner into the best saint. And yes, it can give you life abundantly now and to come eternal life. John 6:63 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatever. There is no profit in it. The words, truths that I have been speaking to you are spirit and life." Luke 13:3 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "I tell you, no, but unless you repent, change your mind for the better, and heartily amend your ways with abhorrence of your past sins, you will all likewise perish and be lost eternally." But Proverbs 18, verse 20, Proverbs 18, 20 in the Contemporary English Version says, make your words good. You will be glad you did.
Number five, the Holy Spirit will give you a backbone. Were you ever picked on by bullies at school? Was there ever a time when an older sibling or someone else came to your rescue? How did it make you feel? Invincible. Isn't it nice to know that your older brother Jesus is always ready to make the bully of this world tuck his tail and run out the door? Joshua 10:8, New Living Translation. Do not be afraid, the Lord said to Joshua, for I have given you the victory over them. Not a single one of them will be able to stand up to you. Here's other great news. You never have to face any battle alone. Mark 9:27, New Century Version. Jesus took his hand and helped him stand up. Hebrews 13:5, Classic Amplified. Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances. And with that, what you have, here it comes. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, in any degree, leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. That ought to make you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One final note. God chose you first because he's got something special for you to do. It's time for you to stand up to the occasion. Listen to me. You may not feel that way. You may not see it at the present, but it's the truth according to the Word of God. So get it deep down inside of you, because inside of you are talents, gifts, and hidden treasures waiting to be utilized for the kingdom of God. Gain the revelation of that and move on with it. Before we finish, I came across a quote this morning I really liked. C.S. Lewis, renowned author and theologian, once said, the next best thing to being wise oneself is to live in a circle of those who are wise. My fine wife and I rejoice and praise God that we are part of your circle every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to heraldhearing.com. You've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.